As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Coach, my man, happy summer, happy everything, happy schedule release. Thanks for making time for us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Glass. Thanks for having me.
It's always exciting when the schedule comes out for a multitude of reasons. You always want to see who your Big Ten opponents are going to be home and on the road. We know that kind of shifts annually, so that's not a huge, huge deal. But we also want to know the whereabouts of where else and who and regions and teams and styles. And every year we get together and do this. When it comes out, it was released earlier today, but you threw us a little cookie, 10 days ago or so, when it was announced that the 50th season would kick off in Clemson, South Carolina. Well, if that isn't a hallmark of Indiana's non-conference scheduling over that 50-year period, let's just pick up the gear and head down to one of the toughest places in America to play to start off the 50th season. All right, I can see that. I can see that.
I felt this team, you know, obviously we lost some pieces, which we can chat about, but I felt this team would be a bit mature, and they haven't, we haven't been to this area in a bit, and I had a good feeling Clemson was going to win it, Glass, so I had a good crystal ball. Now I had no idea, and of course they win it this past year, so they're going to be, this place will be absolutely packed. Because they get one of the best crowds out east in the ACC, and they just won the national championship. And
other than that, let's just open a schedule down there. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. So we did a couple years ago. We decided to do this game, and we're excited. I mean, these are tough, and there are places to go that are a bit easier. Quite honestly, that don't have the crowd or the travel. It's not easy to get to Clemson just logistically. So, you know, but I felt like we want to challenge our guys and get them in an environment that, you know, if you take care of business in the regular season and you're fortunate enough to be playing deep in the tournament, you might be on the road and you might be playing in a place that has that. So why not prepare you for it and get you going and see where we're at? We'll know exactly where we are after this game.
Absolutely right. And last year, obviously, I don't want to relive all of it. You traveled to the Pacific Northwest as well. So that was a different place where you haven't been in some time. And now this way. So you cover all the borders coast to coast, just like you recruit, just like you play. And that's super exciting. I know you don't have this answer right now, but I'm going to pry. For those of us who perhaps cannot make it, does this have a chance of being on television, streamed or otherwise, or is that something we won't know till closer to August?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident this will be on ESPN, streamed, ESPN Plus minimally with the ACC deal.
Great.
That they have in place. So I would be shocked. It's not that's their big event on the weekend. It's a non-football weekend. This is going to be their big event on campus. So again, that's going to be over capacity. it's a soccer stadium, and again, we're pumped. Obviously, we hope to see some fans do some traveling, and our East Coast fans make the trip, because we usually do have a good road contingent. But we're used to setting records at other people's places.
That's right.
I'm not going to be surprised if we don't set Clemson's record.
Now, if I remember that stadium from 1998, there was a quarterfinal there on the road to the national championship. The stands are literally 3 feet above the throw-in lines, above what's going on, and there's about 2 inches of room between the field and the fans. You've been to Maryland enough times. I don't have to tell you guys about Akron and hostile environments, but this is different, and I think that's a really, really cool way to start, plus the TV, plus the national championships. That's what Indiana soccer is about. Who have you ducked in the last 10 years? Nobody's the answer to that question.
Yeah, I think it's important that we continue to do these, and I think our peers, you know, out around the country see it, and because there are some programs, some pretty good ones that don't typically, you know, they like to stay in their comfort of home, And you know, we don't have to play this game to have a really good RPI if we take care of business. The Big Ten's very tough. We have some really good teams in the region. We don't need to play this game. But like I said, I think this is good for college soccer. It's good for our brand. And ultimately, our guys, when they heard about it, we let them know a little, you know, much earlier this spring. We let them know what we were doing. And, you know, it wasn't like, Coach, what are we doing? It's like, yeah, let's go.
Throw them a piece of meat. Let's go. Well, that's right.
Yeah,
get hungry.
I mean, they want it. They want it. So, yeah, it's a great way to kick off. And obviously, we know it's a monumental year in many ways with the 50th anniversary of the program. And as many of our young alums, although it's been 10 years, which is hard to believe, we are entering our 10th anniversary of our championship in 2012. So a couple cool things that we'll be honoring this year.
Outstanding. That was one of my obviously favorite seasons, having a chance to call the games on the road in some difficult places to play, and then beating Georgetown in the national championship on a baseball field in Hoover, Alabama. Boy, we've come a long way, baby, haven't we?
That's right. That was quite an event, quite a fun experience.
That's it. No goals. Hard to beat you if you don't score or allow any in. Louie and Caleb and the gang and all the great ones, all the legends. That's how you get special treatment around that program. Okay, so we'll go down to Clemson, goof around down there with the probably projected number one team in America. And then it's home for Portland. So you play for one style, East Coast, and then back to the Pacific Northwest. The Pilots are in town. Again, I know your philosophy because we've done this 100 times on this program. You want to see different styles of play before you get into what you know in the Big Ten Conference. How did Portland come into this?
Yes, Portland, we've been their coach has been trying to get this game, and it's much easier for these West Coast teams to come our way early. A lot of them don't start school until mid-September. And so this one made sense. And again, it came back to your last point, class, that we do want to play teams from different regions. Most of these kids are going to be Pacific Northwest, California players. They're kids that maybe we obviously know some of them from, you know, on the recruiting trail, and our players maybe have played against them, but it's not a familiar foe. And I think that's good too, to play someone a little different. They're going to be talented. They do. He does a great job recruiting. Again, there's a lot of talent out West, and they're been the top team in their conference, or one of them. So this is a tournament team, a team that, you know, beat UCLA a couple years ago in the tournament, early in the tournament, and one that we expect to be in the tournament. So another really tough test, and I thought it'd be fun for our crowd because we don't play Portland on any type of regular basis. So a good opponent for our fans to enjoy at Armstrong.
8 o'clock Tuesday night, August 30th. The Credit Union Classic, the exact opposite of Portland. Familiarity breeds contempt. Well, I wouldn't say contempt, but we've seen enough of Notre Dame over the last 50 years, it seems like. The Classic loaded again. Notre Dame and St. John's will be Saturday, Tuesday. It's a little bit different. Okay, now I'm listening. I never liked the Monday game, you know that. But this is Saturday, Tuesday. Okay. You talk about long weekends. Let's have some fun now.
Yeah, this was unique. You know, football threw a little curveball with the Friday night.
Right.
And so we had to pivot. And so we'll have our own platform Saturday. And, you know, all the fans that maybe came in town that have that two-night stay, maybe they'll really enjoy a little college soccer on Saturday night against, you know, one of at least in Indiana's perspective, one of the rivals of our school and certainly a national name and brand and a very good soccer program. And then we wanted a little extra rest. That's something that, you know, all of us have been trying to do as we build schedules. And Dave Mazur, whose daughter is ironically going to be the captain of our women's team. So Dave Mazur, who has a long history with our program, we've played some great games. That was obviously my father's last game against St. John's.
That's
in 2003. I got a lot of respect for Dave and what he's done in St. John's. And we've had them here before. We've gone to their place. This is a team that we have played deep in the tournament. We've played them in the regular season. And I think for Dave to be able to see and visit with his daughter was another extra incentive for him to bring the St. John's squad to Bloomington. But yeah, that's going to be a really tough game on Tuesday, and they've been, you know, a traditional power in the Big East, and Notre Dame has been one of the top teams in ACC. So again, two great games for our fans, and two tough teams to come different styles again. That's knowing what we get with Notre Dame. We try to mix and match when we can, and I think St. John's will provide that for our team. So yeah, this is a really tough schedule.
Yeah, I hadn't even got to Akron on that Friday. Notre Dame, St. John's, Akron. Well, you're the crazy guy that did it. That's good, because that's why you play. That's how you recruit. That's part of the fabric and the DNA that you and your father have put on this program. You don't rack up wins to say you've racked up wins. You rack up experience to win championships, and that's how this schedule is how you do it. Akron, we know everything about them. Kentucky's back on the schedule. That's fantastic. Butler, the usual suspects. That's always that can be a bang your head against the wall game as well. And then the Big Ten season. Also, there's Maryland on Halloween weekend annually. Why? Well, I'll let you explain why, but I know why. Those are two of the best in the league annually.
Well, the Big Ten puts out the schedule, and for some reason we end up playing each other nearly into the season, and those games will all be played at the same time. We don't know exactly when that's going to be. It could be 1:00. That will be the last, just like we had some excitement in the EPL, right?
Yep.
Championship Sunday. This will be the last game of the regular season, the Big Ten, and you know there could be a title on the line, and you hope that our game has implications in that. And we've both been in the mix, certainly year in, year out. So you have a great way to finish the Big Ten season and the regular season for that matter. And then, you know, you soon after that, you get into Big Ten tournament play, and the format has shifted similar to the last couple where, you know, top seed gets to host all the way through.
Cool.
So in increased importance as always on getting points in any way you can, so that if you're in a position to be a top seed, you'll be, you know, at home at least through the quarters and hopefully longer. And so, yeah, it's a really good one. And in the 50th season, there's so much the excitement that will go into the season on a lot of levels. And we're going to have a really big celebration next spring. The dates are going to be announced soon for our alumni. We're going to have some honoring moments throughout the fall. But the really big gala, it's going to be too big. We couldn't do it during the season.
I don't blame you.
We're going to do it next spring, kind of about around this time, maybe a week earlier. And more details will come out for that for our alumni and close friends of the program. But, yes, we'll have a couple honorary moments throughout the season. I'm sure a lot of our alums will come back to watch. And many of them haven't been back since we've, you know, built the Tardy Center, which is, again, a wonderful space for players, staff, and really for our alumni to congregate during games, because we have the sample suite and terrace right there in the middle of the facility. So
I'm about to come up there. Come up there and visit here before too long.
Yeah,
we got 1 minute, and I got to squeeze it in because the top of the hour is going to hit. We're going to talk again about this before we get to August, anyhow, and keep it moving. When's camp? How do I get involved with camp? Camp's back, right?
Yeah, we're excited. We'll kick off here in July. We're not going to host the day camp this year because of just some logistical challenges. But our overnight camp, which we have 11 to 18, and as we put out recently on social media, it's crazy. We did a deep dive. We've had over 40% of our roster the last 10 years come to camp at one point.
Awesome.
So it's been a big recruiting, certainly important branding for IU soccer. The kids and second generations that have come through this camp, it continues to amaze me how many people have been part of it. And it's a big part of our family, extended family. So yeah, this July we'll be launching that back and excited to get that going.
Speaking of family, tell your mom and dad we said hello as well. And this is exciting. I always love the schedule release. We will get caught up with you before you dive in too deeply in your, 2-day preseason or whatever the NCAA gives you these days? Gee whiz. We'll do that. So have a great summer. I hope to run into you, buddy. Thanks for your time.
You got it. Thanks, class. As always, appreciate it.